Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for any... Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to hour number one. Today's the big day. I start on Mike Lindell TV. If you have not heard the news, Mike Lindell TV, which you can find at frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Mike Lindell TV 1 and Mike Lindell TV 2 are both listed when you go to Frank Speech, and you just click on Mike Lindell TV 2 at 4 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock Central time, 7 o'clock East Coast time, and you'll get Wayne Root on TV today. The second hour of this radio show, camera comes on, and my show is on TV. FrankSpeech.com for Mike Lindell TV 2. And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, which is 2 weeks from this past Saturday, I start on Real America's Voice TV with my Top 10 Countdown, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root, the biggest news stories in the world and in the United States that you won't see on ABC, NBC, CBS. They are at or Fox or Newsmax, you will find on my show on Real America's Voice every Saturday at noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific. Noon East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific. Okay. A lot of news to get to, and I want to get to Trump in just a second. I have a lot to crow about with Trump. I was right about everything. The Democrats pulled the dumbest maneuver in the history of mankind, and it is official. Donald Trump gained so much from the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It was a big win for Trump, just as I predicted. He will win almost certainly the Republican nomination. It's cemented because of that. And he will also probably win the presidency because of that. And there are those who thought that he was dead because of that, dead and finished and buried. And most people can't read the tea leaves, and I've got the crystal ball that predicts it all. Trump has gained so much because of that raid. It's almost as if the FBI wanted Trump to win. They are the stupidest people in the world. I came up with a name for them over the weekend. Fumbling, bumbling idiots. FBI, fumbling, bumbling idiots. But it's more than that, of course. They're not idiots. They are fascists. They are authoritarians. They're part of this government that wants to destroy all of us. They're part of this plan to use 87,000 new IRS officers to come after us all and destroy us all. So it's much more than fumbling, bumbling idiots, although they are fumbling, bumbling idiots. But their goal is the destruction of the middle class of the United States of America. But before I get to that, I want to mention real quickly that this is the anniversary today of America pulling out of Afghanistan. And the Babylon Bee, which is very funny, they come up with funny things all the time. And they've got a new column out. Americans stranded in Afghanistan for a full year are now starting to think maybe Biden's not coming back for them. That's pretty funny. That is really funny, but really, really sad. And there was some tragedy over the weekend. I don't even have this story in front of me. I just remember reading it over the weekend. One of the soldiers who was killed by a suicide bomber at the airport, just as we all predicted, if you strand the Americans there and tell the bad guys that we're all there at the airport, and you pull out without any sort of a military defense strategy, people are going to get killed. Americans are going to get killed. And one of the soldiers who got killed On the one-year anniversary, his brother committed suicide, I think at the Vietnam War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., or maybe it was at the Arlington Cemetery, but it was in Washington, a place where you would mourn dead veterans, and he committed suicide, the brother. Can you imagine there's a family out there that had two sons a year ago, and now they have no sons? And it's all Biden's fault. And I just want to know, if Trump was president and he did something that led to the death, let's use kind of an example that the left gets fired up about. Trump did something or passed a bill or you know, literally like Biden did the pullout in Afghanistan. Trump did something based on his order that got a black American killed. Can you imagine the crying and the screaming and the hysteria in America? And then what if a year later that black guy's brother committed suicide and the family had no more sons? What would America say about Trump? What would the media say about Trump? What would liberals say about Trump? He's a murderer. He's the most horrible human being in the world. And this all just happened from Biden and nobody cares. It's amazing. And I asked the same question about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. How about if Trump was president and the FBI and the DOJ decided to raid Obama's home in Martha's Vineyard or Obama's main home in Washington, D.C.? Because Mar-a-Lago is not the vacation home of Trump. It is the main home of Donald Trump. He just didn't happen to be home for the summer. For 3 months, he goes to Bedminster, his home in the summer in New Jersey. And then he comes right back to Mar-a-Lago, you know, 8 or 9 months a year. So it's his main home. So what if the FBI raided Obama's home? The former president of the United States raided. It's just beyond comprehension. And if anyone deserved to be raided, it was Obama. Obama really did, in my opinion, commit crimes against the American people and treason against America and the American people. Trump did nothing but make America great again, and yet he's the one that gets raided. It's truly beyond the pale. One more thing before I get to the Trump raid. Officially, I have to mention, I'll dig into it further a little later in the show. As a matter of fact, I think I'll use it as my lead story to lead off my first show on Mike Lindell TV network, Pfizergate. Official government reports prove hundreds of thousands of people are dying every single week due to the COVID-19 vaccine. And so stats are out from UK, the UK's version of the CDC, the biggest health authority from the government in England, and they prove the same thing that happened at my personal wedding, where I've pointed out how many people since my wedding have died and been very ill and been very sick and been very injured. And among the group that's vaccinated and among the group that's unvaccinated at my wedding, everybody's fine. And I pointed that out, and of course that's made big news, and Steve Kirsch mentioned it on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News the other day. Yes, he went on Tucker Carlson and said the greatest proof of the COVID vaccine being deadly is Wayne Root's wedding and the people who are vaccinated versus the people who are unvaccinated. But that's not true anymore. Look, I had a great wedding. I didn't want my wedding to ever serve as an example of something that went wrong. It was a beautiful wedding. Everybody who's there says best wedding they ever attended in their lives. It was an incredible, beautiful, spectacular wedding. And the only reason that people are anyone has been sick or dead since then is the only blame goes to the vaccine, not to my wedding. It's got nothing to do with my wedding. I'm just pointing out everybody's wedding has that many people sick and dying, but nobody is accepting the fact that they're all dropping because of the vaccine. No one's understanding that. Everybody who's unvaccinated for my wedding is healthy, and everybody who is vaccinated at my wedding, not everybody, but a lot of people are vaccinated at my wedding, sick or dying. And this new study out of England reports the exact same thing, except it involves hundreds of thousands of people. And what it says is, if you're vaccinated in England, you're very sick or you're dead in many cases. And if you're unvaccinated, you're healthy and you're fine. It's an exact match with my wedding. And it involves hundreds of thousands of people, and I'll get to that in hour number two, leading off the Mike Lindell Hour on my new national, my new Mike Lindell Hour on TV on my national radio show, USA Radio. Got to get used to saying all this stuff. But the Mar-a-Lago raid, just as I predicted, I'm a pretty smart guy, pulled potential presidential primary support from DeSantis back to Trump by 10 points. 10 points it went from DeSantis to Trump. That's one headline. The other headline, Trump gets 10-point bump among GOP after Mar-a-Lago raid to take a 40-point lead on DeSantis. Trump has a 40-point lead. Trump's share of the potential Republican primary voters boosted from 53% in mid-July to 57% on August 10th. That combines with a 6-point dip for his biggest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who dipped from 23 to 17. These numbers give a 10-point boost to Trump and an overall 40-point lead in a hypothetical primary. Neither man is committed to running in 2024 yet. This is the article I'm reading from the UK Daily Mail. And then another article, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll conducted after the raid, Trump got a significant bump as Republicans rally around him. Trump is benefiting from the rally around the flag effect among Republicans. And so Trump has a 40-point lead over DeSantis, 57-17. 57-17. And again, I don't mean to brag, but Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you can back it up. The reality is that... I predicted that this would be the dumbest thing Democrats could ever, ever, ever do. And it turns out it is the dumbest thing they've ever, ever done. And they helped Trump immensely. Thank you, Democrats. Some of the things seized during the raid. FBI seized records protected by attorney-client privilege during the Trump raid, and the Department of Justice refuses the Trump request for a special mastered review. Anybody can see this is a disgusting, despicable act. Trump says FBI seized three of his passports during the raid and calls the search an assault on a political opponent. So they seized his passports. What, so Trump can't leave the country? I mean, this is so ridiculous. In the history of the world, there's never been anything this ridiculous in a normal democracy. Of course, things like this happen every day in a banana republic in Latin America or in Haiti or in a communist country. But they've never happened before in the history of the United States of America. And I want to point out that Obama and Clinton have violated this exact same law so many times and taken classified material to their homes, and nobody's ever cared, no one's ever done anything about it, let alone raided the homes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Let me repeat, can you imagine if Trump was president and the FBI raided the home of Obama? Think about that. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reed sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. Hour one on USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. Hour two will be on Mike Lindell TV. Where do you find it? You find it at frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. And then it says Mike Lindell 1, Mike Lindell 2. Click on Mike Lindell 2. He's got two different networks. And Wayne Root is found on Mike Lindell 2 at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific every single day starting today from this point on. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained over 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now almost 2 years later, I look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's so simple and easy. I'm doing a special promotion in honor of starting my new show on Lindell TV. And I only want you to see you in the best health of your life, in the best shape of your life, but your spouse or significant other too. So I'm going to pay, Wayne Root, I'm going to pay for your spouse or significant other to join the program with you. This deal is only for the first 25 people to enroll. So go now to energizedhealth.com. The first 25 people today, that's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video and then call and join. Ask for the decisive action 40% discount and add your spouse or significant other for free. Just say, send Wayne the bill. That's right. I'll pay for your spouse or significant other to join you. Your favorite host is putting his money where his mouth is. That's how much I believe in this life-changing program. I want your spouse to experience it for free. And I'm paying the way. Go to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Or better yet, call direct, 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Say the magic words, war, and you get 40% off, and your spouse is not just free, but paid for by me. Put my money where my mouth is. So Obama and Clinton are finding ways around presidential records law while Trump's home gets raided by the FBI. There could be no greater example of our two-tiered justice system than what's occurred in recent days regarding former President Donald Trump. Earlier in the week, Attorney General Merrick Garland, of course, we all know that, ordered 30 or so heavily armed FBI agents to raid Trump's amazing palatial Mar-a-Lago estate. I know it so well. I had my honeymoon there. God knows what they did when the video cameras were still rolling and they didn't know they were. They demanded that the staff shut off the videos, but it kept running, and Trump watched it on closed-circuit TV in New York, what was happening as they rummaged through his house. And I'm begging Trump to please release the videos and show America how FBI agents treated the former president's house. It's hilarious that this could have ever gone on, and it's sickening that this could ever go on. And it's serious, in addition to hilarious, because this is the death of America. This is the police state of America. And if he could do that to Trump, can you imagine what they will stop at nothing to do to you and me? That was the point of all this. If they'll do it to Trump, what could happen to us? So the larger story is the blatant double standard. Trump's being treated like a terrorist, while legitimate law-breaking Democrats go unpunished. Democrats like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, are being allowed to blatantly violate federal record laws because the Washingtonian Club protects them while it punishes an outsider like Trump. Clinton lied about her personal email service and destroyed more than 33 emails after a congressional subpoena required her to maintain them, a significant number of which were highly classified. Who said it? Not Wayne Root, not Trump. The FBI. You know, the same FBI that exonerated her? Because they're all corrupt. They admitted she had classified emails in her home. She isn't even president. She was just Secretary of State. And not only wasn't she charged, she's never been in trouble, she's never had her home raided. And then there's Obama, according to Thomas Lipscomb, founding publisher of Times Books. The former president is dumping all over a federal records law that he signed. Trump says he's got 33 million pages of classified documents that are going into the Obama library. And I guess it's true, Lipscomb seems to agree it's true, that Obama is stepping all over the law, and it's his own law. So far, President Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, several EPA officials have been named as offenders. It's just unbelievable. They could do whatever they want. Chris, if there's music on, I can't hear it at all. Zero. Zero. And if they can do it and get away with it, then Trump should be able to do it and get away with it. But Trump can't do it and get away with it. Trump is treated like a terrorist. Democrats are given the keys to the city and rolled out the red carpet. Disgusting. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is asking a judge to not release the affidavit regarding the raid on former President Donald Trump's home. this as many Republicans, including South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds, are calling for that affidavit to be released.
It's very important long-term for the Justice Department that they show that this was not just a fishing expedition, that they had due cause to go in and to do this.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. The huge reconciliation bill, dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, will be signed into law by President Biden on Tuesday. The White House also saying the president will be traveling across the country in the near future to highlight the bill's impact. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne
Welcome back to the show. Amio Life is the sponsor of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day and their natural silver mouthwash several times a day and silver gel on my face every night before bedtime. And I suck on their silver lozenges. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And I went to them and said, you know, inflation is raging. Would you give my fans and listeners 30% off every product you've got to offset inflation? And they said, yes, because I believe inflation is somewhere between 25 and 30%. Certainly on all the products that we need it is. I'm a guy who eats, I eat like 9 to 12 eggs a day. Eggs are up almost 50% in the last year. It's insane. So the things you want, groceries and gasoline, your electric bill, your home heating oil bill this winter, they're 100%. Visit Amio Life and use the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off. Give them a call at 800-422-8148, toll free, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 and get 30% off. That's your Wayne Root gift to offset inflation. My guest is here, Ben Armstrong. Ben is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show. It's at thenewamerican.com. Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. And we are like brothers from another mother. We really think alike about things. I enjoy having him on. He's now become a regular guest and a regular friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on your show as always. And yeah, you're like a close friend, it feels like to me. Like we've known each other our whole lives. It's awesome.
You know what just came across my desk, and I wanted to share it with you because you and I have a great laugh about it. A new study is out, and it reveals that if you just administer testosterone to Democrat males, they become red state Republicans, roaring red state Republicans. So I think we should start with Mayor Pete. We should give him an injection of testosterone, and Mayor Pete overnight could become a straight white male Republican. I think it's possible. I don't know. I think that's a great thing. I'm not making a joke. It's not from the Babylon Bee. It is a real study, and it shows that men who have the most testosterone tend to be the most conservative, and men with the least testosterone tend to be big Democrats, big liberals. And I think that makes sense, because all the men I meet who are liberals are just little weaklings and little soy boys and little snowflakes. So I think it totally makes sense. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it does make sense, because liberalism is based on emotion and not logic. And so that's why women had to go towards liberalism.
Easy there, Ben. Easy. You're going to get us in trouble now.
I'm just saying women have
they deal more in emotion than men, right? That's what you're trying to say. Yes.
So it's more.
But feminists would get very mad at that comment, I'm sure.
Well, I don't care. You know me. I'm like,
I've been married multiple times, so obviously I agree with you. I can't understand women. I don't try and understand women. Let's not say any more things about women.
Women I know are the conservative women. So,
well, my mother was strong, and my new wife Cindy are strong. So those are the only two I ever cared about. So there we go. And my two daughters are strong.
Don't forget that.
Tell me again, all the good looking, most of them are Republicans, except for in Hollywood. There are some good looking actresses and models in Hollywood who are dumb and Democrat. But in the real world, most good looking women are Republican, and most of the fat ones are feminist Democrats, no question about it. Steve Bannon and Bernie Kerik, both are fearing an assassination attempt on President Trump could be coming soon. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I totally agree with them. And when you see an FBI do what it has done, and basically the Department of Justice is using the FBI as a Gestapo, I think they have vetted the FBI for years and years and years so that there is hardly any conservatives even left in the FBI, if there is at all. And the whistleblowers that you're hearing about in the FBI, I bet you those are Democrats who didn't sign up for communism. Is all that is. And so,
well, look,
like,
you know,
I didn't sign up for this.
Ben, you know what I've noticed, whether it's military, whether it's FBI, whether it's police, the people who are boots on the ground are all like you and me. They're big, raving, red Republicans. But the people who are in leadership, who have been placed in leadership by the deep state in the D.C. swamp and Obama and Biden and people like them, George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, the leadership, most of the sheriff, you find me a sheriff's department, right? The leading sheriff who's like the police chief. That guy is usually no good, deep state, D.C. swamp. But the people under him who are in the cars every day, you know, trying to make our lives safer, those guys are and gals are good. So it's always, you know, the head of the FBI is bad, the top management is bad, but I think that most of the agents are probably good. And that's the difference. It's the leadership is all being infected.
We're going to disagree here in the aspect that I think that's how it used to be. But I think especially under Biden, I think they've been vetting. Like if I was younger and was had the credentials to get in,
they wouldn't let you in.
They would see that I'm a Trump supporter, they would never let me in a million.
Well, that could be. All the new ones they recruit may all be bad, but I think there's still some that have been in for 20 years that are good.
But I don't know how long they've been doing it, but I look at it this way. If we have that, if all the FBI agents on the ground are conservative like us, a lot of them would be resigning.
Well, they want their pensions, Ben.
The SS.
Yeah, but they want their pensions. They may have to go another year or two or three, and they're trying to survive another 3 years. You know what I mean? That could be part of the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying I'm disappointed in wimpiness. I'm the type of person that I would put it all on the line. When I look at what happened in Germany, and people always say, how do these people just go along with it? Well, I'm seeing that happening in America. If you look at Germany and say, how do these people just follow Hitler? Well, if you're staying in the FBI, you're doing exactly what the Germans did that stayed in the SS. And we don't hold those guys as innocent. We don't say the SS was innocent. We said you should have known and you should have gone and walked away. But you didn't.
Well, listen, I don't want to be in the position of defending the FBI, because I've hit them very hard over the weekend. I said I have a new acronym for them. FBI stands for fumbling, bumbling idiots. So I'm not a big fan of anything they do, but the average agent is out catching bad guys, and there's only a few that have been selected to go after Trump and to go after, you know, various people in the Trump world, the Trump universe, as it were. And so, you know, I don't think all the agents are bad. There's probably, what, 20,000 FBI agents or something like that, and there's probably, you know, they probably personally select the inner circle of 100 bad, evil FBI agents to listen to the orders of the Gestapo and go after Trump instead of bad guys. So I'm saying that's 100 agents and the management. It's not the other 19,900, I hope. I'm hoping against hope.
I have no idea, but what makes me have a little bit of doubt is like, the raid on Trump's home, wasn't that local FBI agents, and they used like 30 of them?
Yeah, but they must have handpicked the ones who go along with it. That's all. That's my only point. Because others may have said, you know, others may have said, Ben, I won't do it. So they picked the ones that would do it, or the ones they knew would never turn them down. Maybe they went to them in the first place. I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to pray that the whole FBI is no good.
You're right on that. I'm not seeing it, but I hope you're right.
I hope so too. Because I refuse to believe every IRS agent is bad. I think there are a lot of them that just follow orders and they're told, go after that conservative group, go after that conservative group. And they're 19 years in and they got a pension and they don't want to say anything. And they figure, I'll just go audit them. If it comes up bad, then they were no good in the first place. If it comes up good, then I didn't hurt them. So, I mean, not every agent is bad, but the people giving them the orders are bad, saying, go after conservative groups, go after Wayne Root. Those people are bad. That's the management of the IRS. And who's giving them the orders? The Obamas, the Bidens, the George Soroses. You know, so it's the order givers, it's the management, and then it's a few select agents that are selected to carry out evil little raids on conservatives. But I don't know that it's everyone. I'm just hoping that not everyone could be that bad. You know why I think I'm right, Ben? Because I heard today that 14 FBI whistleblowers have come forward to the United States Congress, Jim Jordan and others like him, to report on how bad things are inside the leadership of the FBI. So there's agents out there that are really true blue American heroes, and they won't stand for this stuff, and they're sickened by it. But they don't want to lose their pensions and their salaries. I get it.
No, I understand, and you're probably right, and I might be a little off on this, but at the same time, the 14 that have come forward need to – it's still all in secret. It's still all, well, we'll get them when the Republican committee, if it's me, I'm holding a press conference if I'm one of those FBI agents.
Right.
So
but you lose your salary. Your job's gone. You lose your salary and your pension. That's not exactly a good thing.
I get it, but look, I'm not just talking the talk. I've had to walk this walk in my past with my last radio job and when they stole the election, and it was my dream job. So I've already walked this walk.
So you were fired for reporting on a stolen election? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I was the number one host in my entire market, and I thought that would protect me because I was number one, even beating the music stations as the political talk show host.
Very impressive. And, okay.
And what happened, a lot of things always come into it. My general manager died tragically in a drowning accident, sadly, who brought me in. So you have a management change, and then they just told me they were letting me go for no reason. They were saying, well, we just want to go in a new direction because they didn't have really a reason to fire me because I didn't do anything wrong, and I was number one. But clearly I was too conservative, saying too much stuff and complaining about the election being stolen. And so that's how I ended up at the New American.
Ben, I agree with you because I got to tell you, nobody who's number one in the market is ever fired. They don't go in a new direction from number one ever, 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 ever. So that was 100% related to, you know, you talking about a stolen election or vaccines and the dangers of vaccines. It was related to all those things. And I've been through all the exact same things and lost quite a few important jobs with a number one show as well and a number one column in the newspaper in Las Vegas. And they all were out to get me because of my views, so I agree with that. Hey, Ben, stand there, hang in there through the break, and we'll grab you on the other side. I want to do another segment with you. Ben Armstrong for the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root at rootforamerica.com.
By government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Roots, the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne on the Roots. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And, of course, on weekends, I've got the video version that I call America's Top 10, which we're now turning into a national TV show that starts August 27th on Real America's Voice Network, Channel 219 Dish TV. It's America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root. So the video, which we've been doing for almost a year now, has now turned into a television show on the weekends. So that starts August 27th. We're back with Ben Armstrong of The Ben Armstrong Show. You can go listen to it at thenewamerican.com. He is fantastic. He gets the Wayne Root A-plus seal of approval. Thenewamerican.com, Ben Armstrong. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. And I didn't want this to turn into about me, but I just wanted to conclude what we were talking about. It all turned out to be a blessing because now I'm a national figure, and God blessed me with The New American, so it's been fantastic. So and I'm glad that you have me on. But and I know we drifted off of what you originally asked me, and that was the assassination of Trump. Will they go that far? And
yeah,
I want to address that.
Go ahead, address it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do think they'll go that far because of history. When you look at communist or tyrannical regimes and they overthrow a government, especially if they overthrow an election the way ours was overthrown. I try to say it. Picture Brazil. If Brazil had their elections overthrown, and then you're seeing after they've stolen it from that political politician in Brazil is saying he's going to run again, and the entire masses are behind him, and then Brazil has their FBI equivalent go and raid his home and stuff, you'd be like, holy cow, they're coming after this guy. And what happens in an overthrown government if they can't stop that political person? The next step, world history is full of this, is assassination. And I don't want this to be true, but we do need to discuss it because they're going through all the steps of a tyrannical regime.
They are. And listen, don't make it like it's never happened before in America, and you only have to look to third world banana republics and tin foil, you know, dictatorships, because, or tin pot dictatorships, that's what they call them, tin pot dictators. But Ben, I got news for you. Don't you think JFK was probably a deep state assassination? I would say there had to be coordination with the deep state, with the CIA, with the DC swamp. Don't tell me that some guy acting on his own was able to assassinate John F. Kennedy. It just happened to be at the moment that John F. Kennedy had given a speech the day before attacking the Federal Reserve and attacking elements in our own government for hurting the people. Come on, that was a deep state assassination right there.
Well, he was connected with the CIA, so we know that. And look, in this day and age, it's a lot easier to believe the conspiracy theories about JFK than it was 30 years ago. It's a lot easier to say, "Oh yeah," and that's a. But how long has our deep state been rogue? That's a question. What do you think? You have more wisdom on this probably than me. What do you think?
I think it's always been rogue. I think from the day the CIA was founded, from the day the FBI was founded, you had Herbert Hoover walking around in high heels and women's dresses. Did I say Herbert Hoover? That's the president. Probably one of the worst presidents we've ever had, if not the worst. But J. Edgar Hoover was wearing women's skirts and high heels and snooping on everyday Americans and trying to blackmail them. So I would say this deep state, you know, bad stuff and bad stuff has always gone on. We've just always been blind to it. You know, as a kid growing up, Ben, I was always pro-national defense, and if you were a defense contractor, oh, wow, you're a hero. There's a general, retired general's heading this defense contracting company, and they just landed a $500 million contract with the government. Good for them. Well, I don't think that way anymore. I think they're all in the military-industrial complex, and they're all out for money. They don't care about our country. So I think it's always been there. We just never noticed it.
Yeah, and I want to throw this out, and I know we discussed this off the air a while back, but the governors actually have power here, and I know they won't use this power, but if people want immediate action, we always wait till the next election, wait till the next election, and what's going to happen? So what? Even if we were to win, which I'm not even convinced with stolen elections we can, but even if we they'll just talk about it in a committee, and then you need the Department of Justice to crack down on the FBI, which is never going to happen in a million years. But governors have the power to kick the FBI right out of their state. I know the governors are too wimpy to do it, but they could do an executive order today, and if anyone says they can't, did you live through COVID-19? Did you not see them take your constitutional rights away? This isn't even taking, there is no constitutional right to the FBI. They're running like a Gestapo. Why would you as a governor allow them to oppress your citizens of your state? I would kick them out today. I would sign an executive order and say, if you have 1 hour to clear the premises, you're out of my state. You cannot function in my state. They do have this authority. They could do it tomorrow. Republicans pretend like they never have power. Republicans have power. They're called governors. They could do something, but they'll never do it.
They'll never do it, but it's a great idea. I understand. Great idea from Ben Armstrong. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Hey, listen, guys like me and Ben are trying to come up with creative ways to win back the country, to save the country, to keep the country from going under. Maybe you agree sometimes. Maybe you disagree sometimes. Maybe you say, great idea, but it's never going to happen. But at least we're trying. We're not going down without a fight, Ben, right?
That's absolutely right. I threw it out there, even though I don't think it's going to happen, because there are solutions. We just don't. We're usually not willing to do it.
Ben, we're on the way out. The Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Wayne Allyn, Lindell TV coming up next. The Root's on fire.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No gold.